Welcome to the OFC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, yeah. Black Egyptian gods, go. Summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Woo-wee! For those who do not know, this is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Please think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And this is the Black Excellence. This is the Business Zone where we bring you that black, or I should even say that melanated excellence. Sorry, I was all over the place. I didn't show guys. You know how
it is. It's okay. Go ahead.
You know how it is. So we're going to do a little something special today. You're going to have an awesome guest with us next week. They had to reschedule, or yeah, next couple
of weeks. We'll talk about that later on in the show.
So we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to give you guys some updates in terms of what's going on OFC business-wise.
All right.
There's two big initiatives, all right?
I like that.
One, let me see, in order of importance. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do... They're both very important.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the more just straight business stuff first, mm-hmm. and then I'll go into more, you know, social economy stuff.
Okay.
So business-wise, do we have claps? No claps yet?
I can clap.
Okay.
I'll be the clapper.
Okay, if you could start now.
Okay. So, okay, sorry. I didn't know what kind of background noise you wanted. I apologize.
It's okay. I understand. So, the OFC, we have officially partnered with BNI Canada.
That is awesome, though.
For those who do not know, just to give some context about BNI, and maybe I'll try to set it up where I can even have the national director on with us one day. But so BNI, the national BNI network, is the largest business networking company on the planet.
Mm.
Right now, there are about 280,000 members global.
Okay. All right.
So just in Canada alone, they have about 6,000 members. So mm-hmm. we partnered with them.
Okay.
So the concept, what we're doing, like for everybody who knows, like the OFC, we serve individuals, businesses, as well as organizations.
Okay.
But now, because we're stretched, we were never able to focus on the business community as much as we wanted to. We could make sure that, you know, they're getting clients and they're getting visibility, but to make sure we're quantifying their success, we didn't have the tools or the time or the human resources to do it.
Okay.
So now, thanks to my, we have another coach in the network and who's helping with our process mapping, a brother named Dave, exceptional brother. He connected me with the director of BNI, where we found the synergy. So for those who do not know, BNI has been, it basically is a business network where they function in collectives. So I'll give an example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're in Laval.
Okay.
So what there'll be a BNI group in Laval
mm-hmm.
that will consist of only one real estate agent, one lawyer, one building inspector, one doctor, one insurance person.
Right.
So and they have like maybe up to 30 different business categories, but within one group.
Okay.
So what that means, so now let's say I'm a real estate agent.
Mm.
I'm going to sell a house. My client is going to need insurance.
Okay, yes.
So now I'm going to refer them to the person in my collective.
I like that. That's good.
Because you actually, there's incentives, there's a bunch of different things, and it's all quantifiable, it's all tracked. So they see how much referrals you've given,
okay.
how much referrals you've received. So the average BNI member makes $30,000 a year off referrals alone.
Only. Wow.
So now,
great.
Where I was completely mind blown is because I've known BNI since I was 18 years old.
Okay.
Since I started networking, since I started in business.
Right.
Again, it's all about experience, right? And it's all about who you're surrounded by. Because I had a business coach, an old white guy, that brought me to these things,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I took it for granted, and I just assumed everybody knew BNI.
Okay.
Until I started speaking to people from just my members within the community, with like some large networks, some people who run networks.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, man, like, yeah, I'm working with BNI. And they're like, what's BNI? I'm like,
okay, so they didn't know. They were unaware.
What do you mean, what's BNI? Mm-hmm. I'm like, so it basically showed the opportunity that we have. So basically, so picture there's collectives of people making at least $30 every year just off of referrals. And the bulk of our community is nowhere in that.
Wow. Wow. That's very interesting.
So understand
okay.
what that means. So now this partnership is huge.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
Because even people, there's people I've spoken to who were part of BNI who left because they felt they lacked diversity.
Okay.
Because again, understand you join a team.
Right.
So it yes, you want to have that spirit, you want to have that team spirit, and it's not about race, right? But after some time, you do feel a little funny when you're like, yo, but none of my brothers and sisters are
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Like, none?
I hear like, that, though. I know that feeling.
So to be able to create a BNI that, again, it's not going to be exclusive to the melanated community, because you have to understand, the OFC is not exclusive to the melanated community,
okay,
right?
Right.
So, when you join the OFC, yes, the OFC is a network that empowers the melanated community, but we're not exclusive. So any nationality could join, as long as you understand that we're here to empower those who are a little more unfortunate.
Right.
Right? Disenfranchised or whatever be the case. So we're here to help those people, but everybody's welcome to join. So now when you join the OFC BNI groups,
mm-hmm.
you could be any nationality, but you understand we're coming together because we want to
empower you. Exactly. That's cool. I love that.
That's basically what it is. But this is about to be an opportunity like none other. Like, there hasn't been this type of teamwork, this type of camaraderie amongst business. Now, and the additional, call it the added value to this thing,
mm-hmm.
is that not just are you plugging into the BNI network that's already an existing network that they help to fuel each other, but you also have the backing of the OFC that we also fuel and fuel clients, and we're still here to just help you with your day-to-day and whatever it is the case.
It's very good.
Because the thing with BNI, you have to understand that BNI does not accept all businesses.
Okay.
So you have to, what we call BNI, you have to be BNI ready. So you have to be serious about your business.
Yeah,
you have
okay.
to be, you know, like a person that works, I think it's at least 80% of your business, if not 100.
Well,
like, you know, you have to be a person
who does
this for real.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's, I love that, though. It's, you know, and it helps, and it shows us that we're going to take all businesses, regardless of where you are, but our goal is to get you BNI ready.
I like that.
OFC
That's BNI really, ready. Really, really good.
Right?
Yeah.
You have no idea how elated
that
I am.
That is like, dope. I love that.
So we're going to have, it started already. So it seems like we're going to have 6 groups. We wanted to start with just 3.
Okay.
We were going to do 1 in Quebec, 1 in Ontario, and 1 in Calgary.
Okay.
Now what's happening, because we started to talk about it just within the network, and it's blowing up. They also just opened an office in Ghana.
Okay.
So now I
like it.
So I'm setting up OFC BNI in Ghana. I'm setting up, thank you. I'm setting up 2 OFC BNI in French in Quebec.
Okay, good.
I'm setting up 2 OFC BNIs English in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm setting up an Ontario BNI.
Great.
We didn't even get into Calgary yet, because right now it's like it's just bubbling what's happening.
Right, okay.
It's going to be like a gold rush, so guys. I say like a gold rush. It's a new opportunity.
It's a great opportunity.
Like, it's something that I'm super excited about. I want to encourage the community. Get in contact with the OFC. Now, again, like, you have to be an OFC member mm-hmm. in order to be able to get into OFC BNI.
Mm-hmm.
But you could start for free. You could start just by signing up. We'll invite you to one of our meetings. These meetings are at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Right? So understand.
That's some grind stuff. No, 7 a.m. is early.
Are you about your bread?
Exactly. Hey, listen. I'm just saying. Some people are like, I can't wake up at 7. I mean, I can.
Okay,
but, you know.
Yo, good night. Dodo.
Good night.
You know, good dodo. Enjoy your sleep.
The man said good night.
Yo, have a good sleep, because while you're sleeping, I can guarantee you.
It's true, though. You're right.
Them are eating. Okay?
The earlier you wake up, the more you get done.
Yo, Trish.
It's something I had to learn for myself over the last year, you know.
I jump on these crazy calls with some of these men and women. Some of them are like 4:30, 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
These are multi-millionaires, that get up in the morning. Like, this is regular thing.
That's a regular thing. Before 5 a.m., that's one of the accounts I follow on Instagram. Yeah. And they're like, yo, you can't get nothing done if you don't wake up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Everybody else is sleeping. You're making money. This is the time. Millionaires wake up.
Yo.
So, listen, I'm with you 100% on that.
I'm just saying,
of course.
In fact, a little off-topic, on-topic kind of joke.
Yes.
I remember I was working for this organization, and I had a board meeting with some of their funders.
Okay.
The meeting was like down, I think it was either Placeville Marie or another one of the Scotia buildings on Sherbrooke, I think.
Yeah.
Top floor.
Right.
The meeting was at 7 a.m.
Okay.
We have to be there for 7.
Yeah.
Downtown. I get
sounds
there.
About right.
6:45 thinking,
yes.
You know, I'm gonna be meeting people in the office. Yo, nah, they've been there. Like, they're like,
they were
like,
there. I love that,
they're
though.
At least there since 6.
You know what?
Least.
I like that a lot, because it just shows the seriousness of this is what we're doing, and nobody's BSing about it. I actually like that.
I love that.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I'm about, that's why, you know, I'm grateful, and I'm understanding why the spirit is leading me in a certain way, because I'm going to dive like 2 feet, 2 hands head in
right.
to ensure that the people in this community thrive.
That's it.
And that's it. Like, I'm going to have blinders on.
Here's the thing, though. We need to adopt adopt that kind of mentality, though. You understand what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to timing, because we have a thing with time. You know, we have that saying on Black people are always like, well, that needs to be done now. We finished with all that, you know? Like, those are the mentalities that we actually need to unlearn now, and there's a lot that we need to unlearn. And being in business, some of us, like, I always give this analogy, you know me, like, all of us just want the baby and not the pregnancy, like, but we still need to understand that there are levels to this stuff to get to these BNI places, OFC, next level, 5:30 in the morning. There are levels, and we need to adopt those habits. We need to stop just taking the easy route for things and just doing things on our own. Like, we need to actually be community, work together, and, you know, empower, like you say.
Well said. And the thing, like, again, so reiterating what I said at the beginning, so the difference now is that we're building this house to support the businesses. We're creating the space. So where I would have been, like, using every platform I can, running here and there, trying to get every business, I'm not doing that anymore.
I understand. So, I get it.
We're just going to work with those who are here, build these people up, and, again, leave the doors wide open. Should take them right off the hinges. No doors. You have to come into the house. And the thing that, what I appreciate about that is, like you said, there's a stigma. There's people that, you know, if you want to sleep at 7 a.m., you can do that.
Go ahead.
I don't want to wake you.
Yeah.
I want, like, those who want to get up, who are setting their alarms.
That's it.
Who are making that effort, I want to work with them. I want to go over and beyond because they're making that step.
Exactly.
That's what it is right now. So, you know, so
I like that.
I'm super excited. So, guys, get in contact with me. Like, this is, like, you're here to hear first. Like, we haven't put out the press release. We haven't made any official announcements.
Right.
Like, you guys are publicly hearing it first. So I'm super glad to be able to share this. So definitely get in contact. 514-651-4545. Call, text, whatever the case. Say, yo, I heard about this business thing. I want in.
Nice. What's next on the business zone?
OFC, Holistic Retreat.
Okay.
Campground.
Talk about it.
Oh, my God. So, for those, again, who do not know, we're setting up this space. We're buying, it's a 4-acre property. We've been having meetings all week. We're doing a GoFundMe right now. We're raising $300,000. We're a little bit more than $50,000 now.
Nice. Very good.
Which is awesome. Now, we are setting up a space. So, first off, let me give you guys the social reasons, right? The space, like, visualize just the space to unplug, right? We have people who are suffering from anxiety. You have people who are suffering from depression, suffering from isolation. Not just, and we have the issue now with the pandemic that now has compounded on it. But let's not forget what was happening right before.
Right.
Where we still have people who are dealing with traumas from all the negativity they saw in the news, from people who are just being killed, all kind of things. Like,
There's a lot.
We need to heal, people. We need to heal. So I'm very happy to be able to create a safe space for the community to be able to unplug and heal.
Right.
Now, there's going to be different services and programs available, like, you know, like meditation, yoga, Reiki, drum healing.
Reiki. I love Reiki. So cool.
It's going to be deep.
So amazing.
Some nature meditations, all kind of different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way we're going to work with service providers is, if, let's say, you're a yoga instructor, we'll make a deal with you. If you're willing to offer free yoga classes to our members, we'll give you a free space to offer your own yoga classes to your paying clients.
Okay.
Right? So the idea is
That's really good.
Because the idea is to create a space where those who are more, call them underprivileged or whatever, could get access to these things.
Okay.
Right?
Got you.
We will barter and make a win-win.
If you're willing
to give a discount to these individuals, we'll give you a discount to rent the space. Right? So that's going to be cool. Now, we're also going to have rentals. So people could rent a room. Like, there's a cottage here where people rent a room.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could rent an entire cottage.
Okay.
It's going to be like a little tiny home structure you could rent. There's minkas that you could rent.
Nice.
So minkas are, like, you know, for those who want to do more glamping, you know, it's like, it's not conventional camping, but there's, like, these cool little four-season cabins.
Yeah, that's a minka for sure.
Thank you.
I would know what that is. Sorry.
Google it, guys. M-I-A.
But, I definitely would know what that is.
Google minka, do minka camps, okay?
Yeah.
If you just do minka, you'll find all kind of women.
Yeah, exactly. It's true.
M-I-N-K-A, okay?
M-I-N-K-A camp. Minka camps. Yeah. You have to be specific.
Trust me. So,
sure. Like, who are these ladies?
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, so basically, so just picture a space that you could come to, and you could camp. It's going to be a regular campground.
Okay.
There's going to be trails, nature trails we could walk through and whatever be the case. But the additional added value, one, we're going to have this huge yurt, right, that we're going to use for workshops and different things like that.
It's about
700 square feet.
Nice.
But then it's also a venue. So if you want a space to put on your private events, work conferences and stuff like that, you could host it in the yurt, and then you guys could rent the cabins and stuff on site. There's going to be tons of different, you know, spaces and stuff like that available. But what excites me the most is the greenhouse.
Okay.
We're going to have a 500 square foot growing dome.
Ooh.
So that allows us to grow food year round.
Yes.
Right? So for food security.
You know how I feel about that. I love that.
Sister, it's going to be exceptional.
That is so cool.
So it's going to have tropical temperatures inside here. It's going to be exceptional.
That's going to be cool.
I'll probably be there all winter. It's going to be great.
As you should be. You know, as you should be.
That's just what it is. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited for the space. Like, it's something that we've been working on for years, as you guys know. Like, we've had meetings all week where I gave the history. I'll save you guys that right now. But it's been quite the journey.
Okay.
You know, so to be at this point right now, it is exceptional. I do want the community to know that it's a space that we want you to be able to benefit from. It's about an hour and a half outside of the city.
Okay.
So we are, for those who do not have transport, we're even setting up shuttles. So we're going to, like,
go ahead.
It's going to be amazing. So from from Ducalège, right across from where the OSC office is, you're going to be able to just hop in a shuttle. It's going to be able to bring you there, bring you back.
Love it.
It's dope.
Love it.
What other cool little amenities?
I have a question.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to book it, is it going to be like an Airbnb type of booking, or do they have to go through the OFC link? How do they get in contact with you guys to book?
Yeah, so it's going to be, I guess it's kind of the best of both worlds there, because, like, it will be Airbnb, like, and we'll see, because we have a lot of members and users already, right?
Okay.
So we could actually deal, like within the network, you could just message us and you could book the space.
Okay.
But we will put it on Airbnb, you know, just to ensure that it's always booked. And when we're doing that, like, but members get priority. So that's how we're setting up the space. So
okay.
It's like we're going to encourage people, you know, to sign up, be a free member, but know you have priority.
Okay.
But also,
understood.
The way we have it set up is that everybody who's contributing, investing, anybody who contributes more, $1,500 or more.
Yes.
We're calling them. You get a. We're calling it founders benefits,
which is,
so that's free food, free or discounted food, free or discounted rentals, free or discounted access to the space.
Okay.
And how that's going to work? Very simply. So, you know, anybody who knows farming, you know, at the end of your season or whatever, you just have surplus. There's always just a lot
left. Yeah.
Obviously, we'll be selling things. We'll be selling fruits and vegetables and whatnot. But anytime there's surplus, the people who are part of this investment club, they will be able to get. They'll get a message saying, "Okay, we have free." Whatever it is to do.
Right.
They could come and get it, or we could deliver it to them, because we're going to have delivery as well for people in the city.
Okay.
You know, so we're going to make sure that people who are starting with us, who are working with us now, get to eat and benefit from this.
Love that. You know? I love that. That is so cool. When do we plan on, like, having this all said and done? Are we looking at a 2021 date, 2022 date?
Very good.
What
question.
Are we looking at?
So first, let me explain how even the fundraising model, because
sure.
A lot of people aren't familiar with it, so I want to share it. And
of
for
course.
Other people who might want to copy the model, it's an exceptional model that was recently introduced to us.
Good.
So we're doing a thing where we're selling what's called community bonds.
Okay.
So anybody who knows what a bond is, you go to the bank, you buy a bond, right?
Right.
Now, with this, a community bond is where a nonprofit organization has to be a social economy enterprise. So what that means is that you make anywhere between 50% and 80% of your revenue independently. So,
ooh, okay.
You know, you don't depend on government grants and
right.
Stuff like that. So that's the OFC. So now, what the bond allows you to do is determine the price of the bond, determine the interest that you're giving to your clients, and determine the terms, like, so the terms, the duration, and everything.
Right.
So we created bonds. Our bonds are $500.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum 3 bonds gets you 1% return.
Okay.
15, if I'm not mistaken, sorry, off the top of my head, it's 15,000 and more gets you 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And anything 50K and more gets you 6% return. If
okay.
I'm not mistaken, 5 or 6%. Right, and then so what that means is, now it's like as if we're getting a mortgage from the community instead of going to the bank.
Okay,
right?
Got you.
Which is awesome, right?
Right.
So what that allows us to do is, the community, as a community, people are able to pool their money together, help an organization, come to, you know, like, basically the organization now has the resources it needs to create a project like this,
mm-hmm.
an amazing initiative for
mm-hmm.
the community,
mm-hmm.
and get a small return on their investment. So it's like, so we pay out an interest every year
right.
on the individual, and then at the end of the term, so we could say the term is 5 years or the term is 10 years.
Right.
At the end of the term, we reimburse the individual, or they have the option to roll the money again.
Okay.
So it becomes a win-win for everybody, basically. So
gotcha.
Because those who just maybe have money just sitting in the bank making a 0% or a 1%
right.
or whatever,
yes.
You could do the same thing with us and still
actually
get your
gain.
Return. But the difference is, one, you get access to the food and those benefits.
Okay.
And then two, you're helping the community to be able to benefit in the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And And there's no risk or liability to the members. Because to be able to do this, you usually have to have an asset.
Okay.
So in our case, it's the building. So we're buying real estate, we're buying a structure.
Mm-hmm.
So if all else fails for some reason, nothing works, no programs, nobody wants to come get healing, whatever be the case.
Yeah.
We just turn around and sell the property and reimburse all the bonds so no one loses any money.
I like it.
I love it.
I like it. I'm glad that you explained it because that's the questions, you know, that's some of the questions that's happening, you know what I'm saying? So that's good. What else did you want to add?
Was there something else?
I don't know. This is you.
No, I think that was you said you had some questions. I think I'm
oh, where do people go to donate? This is one of the questions that I had in my
I love that question.
In my personal email. So yeah, where do people go to donate and
stuff? OFCCommunity.com.
Right.
Right at the top of the website, there's a button there. I'm pulling up myself just to make sure I could explain it. Good, good, good.
Yes.
There's a button on the top right side when you're on the desktop. I'm gonna see what it looks like on the phone too. But it's a gold button. When you hover over it, it turns green. You click that.
Okay.
Yo, it brings
you're so excited.
It brings you right.
You're like, it turns green.
Yeah.
And then
because that means
you know what I mean? Yes.
Green means go.
I know. But
means go.
And then
all right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it brings you straight to the donation page.
I'm actually going to look at it.
Yeah,
look at it on my phone because I want to see. Hold on.
Let's see.
So, okay. Yeah, that was that. Okay.
OFC Community, right? Let's do it together.
Okay.
Good. OFC Community.
Hold on. Why is my Android not working? Okay.
Mine too. Okay, good.
OFC Community. Bam.
Okay, great.
Why is it doing that?
So, OFCCommunity.com.
Okay, hold on.
Website.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Mine brought me to Google.
Yeah, mine brought me to Google, too. That's why I'm like, why is it doing that for?
That's why I don't have zillions
of people. OFC Community.
Okay, I get you. Here, girl.
Okay, hold on. .com.
Oh, wow. On the phone. It's so nice. Oh,
all right, so this is where you go. So you go OFCCommunity.com, and then after the first button that I see, it actually says donate in gold.
Right on top, right.
Oh, then yeah, when you click on it, it says donate.
Yeah.
Together, okay, cool. And then it explains everything.
Bam.
One time, monthly, all that stuff. So when you click on this donate now button, is it going to donate automatically to the
OFC?
To the fund, to the all that stuff? That's what it is?
Oh, sorry.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
No, I thought you just went to
I know how to do this. OFC. Yeah.
Well, you said you. How do I donate to the OS? I thought it
to
was.
To the land, I meant. I'm sorry. My bad.
No, my bad. Me too.
It's early morning.
I know.
Sorry.
We're making no sense. So look. the easiest way right now, support our GoFundMe. Please.
Where is the link?
Go, you know, I should make that available somewhere.
Yeah, besides that's what I'm trying to ask you.
Okay, no. Well, because right now, if you just go to GoFundMe, and just search, like, hold on, what's the name of the program? I think it's
GoFundMe. That's the name. Okay.
Go to the GoFundMe website.
Yeah.
I think just search Community United. Let me double check, but I think that was
all right, hold on.
Let me do the search too. Community
United? Let's check. A moment of silence for us.
I know.
Searching for this right now.
To,
Community.
Oh, okay. And it comes up second. So
what is it? Sorry.
Yeah. So just Community United.
United. Okay.
Yeah. Community United. Maybe Community United and Land as well. So Community United. When you pull Community United, you see Canada for People Killed.
That's what if they? Right. Well, if okay. So if people were just looking, because you know people are just attention span short. What if they just put in the OFC?
Yeah,
in the search, you know what I'm saying? So that might work too. Hold on, let's try that.
I know, I'm checking it.
For those of who like who just don't want to type in all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just don't want to be typing in all of that.
Go
so you just type in OFC.
Search OFC, the first thing that comes up is Community United Land.
Bang, there you go. See, clicky clicky. And there we go.
Balance $50,595. So we're all right, guys, we're almost there. I like to be optimistic. No, but we are though. Like
you guys are almost there.
Yeah, no, it's really. And the thing is, like, I haven't even called some of my good friends yet.
Okay, that's good. Oh, is this a video of you up on here?
Yeah, I
didn't see this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
I've been
no,
a little disconnected
no,
with
no,
the.
I know you've been getting ready to donate.
It's exactly.
Say less.
Exactly.
Seriously,
I do want to donate. So that's why I asked. That was one of the questions. Another question was, somebody asked this to me, but I don't know. So when they do donate, do they get part ownership of the place? How does that work?
Very good question. So the way it originally started, right? Again, not to dive deep into rabbit hole, but but we had created a for-profit company when we first started, and we sold shares.
Okay.
Where now, in that case, you would have been part owner of the company who or that owned the real estate.
Okay.
So indirectly, you would have been owner of the property because the well, in the owner of the company that owned the estate.
Right.
Now with this, it's similar except. There's no risk. So you own the bond.
Okay, like you were saying before.
And
yes.
And the bond is backed by the property.
Okay. Okay. Right? That makes sense. Yes.
So now the only difference and why I like this model even better than how we originally set it up is before, as shareholders, everybody's taking the risk. Because if something happens, you like you're a shareholder, the company folds.
That's
everybody
it.
Loses their money.
That's right.
Right. And I love the community that we have because everybody was down. They're like, cool, we're in it together.
Right.
Let this happen.
Right.
But now this way there's no risk to the community because the organization's taking the liability.
Okay.
So it's
I get
responsibility
it.
To ensure that the people get the money back and it's backed by this property. So you know, so you don't directly like own the real estate. Like we're not gonna have like, you know, like 50 people on the deed. That doesn't make any sense.
Right, okay.
You know, or is there a deed here? Anyways, on the offer, whatever the hell. But the point is that everyone will have their bond certificate and the bond certificate.
It's okay. Just keep talking. It's gonna stop.
It'll stop eventually. The bond certificate is backed by the property, so technically yes and no, kind of at the same time.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so you want to go into community updates? Then we'll do a musical break since we're already here.
Do I have updates?
I don't know. Do you?
We don't necessarily. Do we have any?
Wait yes, before yes. You start owing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
For those who do not know, these are OFC Community Updates. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Please think of us first for all your community and business needs. And this is now the Community Updates, where we just make sure that you're in tune. You know what's happening in and around the community. First, big shout out to Big Will.
Big Will.
Comedy show last week, birthday vibes.
How was it? I didn't go.
Dope. So, great show. Big shout out to Will. Like, Will, first of all, we'll be coming with these crazy venues.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, you know, like, he'd be finding these venues. Big shout out to Will for finding another crazy venue.
I like that.
Now, so feedback, good. Like, the food was good. You know, come to every church. There was a huge potato on my plate. Not sure
excuse me.
It was gigantic. Big, huge, gigantic potato.
What does that have to do with anything, though? You just said the food was good. You could have left it right there.
No.
The way you made this potato sound was if it wasn't good.
No.
Just saying. Sorry. I took it like that. I received it that way.
I appreciate that. Thank you for clarifying. So, no, I'm not saying the potato wasn't good. I'm just saying it was huge. Like, it was just, it was so big, I had to mention it.
Do you do that? The food was good, but you know, the burger, that bread was kind of big. Like, does it not do this? I don't know. Does it not do this? I don't know. It's okay. A little seesaw-y to me.
Okay, guys.
I'm sorry. Right, that's just me, though.
So sorry to the chef. I'm not knocking your potato. It would take. I just never seen potatoes that big.
Okay.
It's like, it looked like a cantaloupe. It was big.
Did you eat it? This is a question.
Not the whole thing. It was so big.
Okay.
That's
okay. All advice. Right. Anyway, okay, so, you could have shared, but all right.
Anyways, now you have me all
sorry. Yeah. You mentioned the potato.
Okay, no. So anyway, food good. Ambiance was cool.
Nice.
The place was kind of airy, like because it was like a gym that converted into a space.
I love that, okay? Though. Yeah, I like that, though.
Well, you know, Will, that's what I'm saying.
That's Will, man.
He's super creative.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I would have liked... It's just that, again, just respect, like, for the comedians. Because, like, in that kind of space, it echoes a lot.
Okay, I totally get it.
So, people talking anywhere, it's like we're in a gymnasium.
Oh,
like,
wow. Okay.
So, like, you know, the comedians, yo, they did an exceptional job.
Yay, good for them.
They held it down. They cracked jokes about the fact it felt like a gym. It felt like a school dance. One guy said he felt like he was on the auction block.
You know what? Okay.
There was a sister there that was chilling. No, it was on.
It was good. Good for Will. Happy belated birthday, Will. That's what's up.
Big Will, happy birthday. All that good stuff.
Yep, that's good.
100.
All right.
And aside from that, did I mention Westcan? They're still registering children. Yeah, West Canada. Okay. Registering children for their thing. I feel bad because I really feel there's something else I'm supposed to be.
Me too.
About.
And I'm like, I want to mention this, but I forgot.
I
don't even know. Wow, Trish.
We might come back after the meeting.
We might come back and be like, that's what it was.
We have more updates for you.
We do, but right now, at the moment, we're both drawing blank. Yeah. So we are going to do the musical break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some more stuff. So stay tuned to us on CKUT 90.3 FM.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
That's right, kings and queens. Happened to be Bobby Payne's turn again. You can find DJ Bobby Payne on all the socials at DJ Bobby Payne.
Piano, piano.
You gon' vibe in here. to the sound and it's juicy. Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Stepping good, wetting, wetting good, wetting good. Tell it when I'm stepping good. is Pharaoh Hammond Freeman.
Jaina the Great.
And this is Fat Cat.
And this is Miss Trish, and you are listening to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
We are back with 20 minutes left to the show. So there's some things we need to update our audience on, of course. And that is where the Empower Hour is going, what's happening, what we're doing next, what we're not doing next. Just updates for you guys. So, Pharaoh, I think you're going to have to start again because, you know, it's more or less you. And then after I'll chime in, you know.
Oh, my gosh. No, so basically, like we were discussing a bit earlier in the show, there's a lot happening. We're transitioning a lot. There's a lot happening in the universe. There's a lot happening on the planet. There's a lot happening in the city, and there's a lot happening just, like, I want to say in the community, but there's a lot happening with me, personally.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. So, like, let's just give it some context. So, with that, it's like, we discussed me retiring from public community work. I kind of made a joke and said I'm retiring from, you know, working for the colony.
Mm-hmm.
But what that actually means is, like, I'm going to be taking a pause from a lot of the, I don't want to say extracurricular. Like, this is not necessarily just extracurricular. Like, but the things that put me more in a public view, so mm-hmm. to speak.
A public, like, setting, yeah.
But, mm-hmm. you know, like, that could almost qualify me as a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to take a pause from those things for the moment, where I'm just going to, like I said earlier, I'm going to focus more on just the internal workings of the membership club to ensure that the members' needs are being met fully. So what that means is, like, the show itself, like, I won't be on the show as much as I am now, like, every week.
yeah, every week.
Yeah, so I'm going to be taking a little pause. Like, I'm literally going through a semi-retirement. Like, this is the show. I love the show. So I do plan on popping back in and out every so often.
Cool.
But you want a tip? So we have plans for the future.
We do.
That are going to be awesome. People will still get that good business zone and community update news.
They will. they will. I'm not going to stop doing that.
That's it. And it's like I still, like, I want to be here, right? Like, but it's just that right now life is lifing, and life is really pushing me to say, you know what, like, there's certain things we need you to focus on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of, unfortunately, I felt like I was kind of being stretched. Like, I was stretching myself. Like, I'm,
right.
you know, exerting a little bit more energy than I actually even have.
Mm-hmm.
And putting focus and time and energy into things that aren't necessarily what should be the focus right now.
Got it.
So I love doing the show. And like I said, I'm still, and who knows? Like, this is just, it could just be temporary. I'm very much just going with the spirit, right?
Right.
But as it is right now, like, it's going to be the Empowered Trisha. Can I say that?
For a little bit. Now, listen, the way that I'm going to run it is I'm going to be honest too, because I need to figure this out because it's new to me. It's not my first radio show ever. It's just my first radio show live every Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take about 2 weeks to figure out how I'm going to do this. And then I'll be back by myself, mm-hmm. most likely, or with some guests on October 13th.
Mm-hmm. Well, we still have, like, you know, see what, like,
you know what I'm saying?
We got Gina the Great Kaya,
but Gina, we know that Gina will be away for a while. We know right. that Kaya, we know yeah, Kaya has sure. life is lifing with Kaya and everything like that. And not in a bad way. She may just have other ventures. You know what I'm saying? Kaya's a big music artist. She may be coming out with a new track. Like, we don't know, right? So the expected date for me to return on air is October 14th, actually, right after or before, I think this is what we call Thanksgiving. I put that in quotation marks. But around that time, or maybe before. But if I do it before, everybody will know, as I'll use my social media platforms to let everybody know. But for the next 2 weeks, we will be on a little break for sure. So that's what's going on with the Empower Hour. We're still going to be here empowering. You guys are still going to see me doing my Coffee Chronicles, and the conversations will still be the same. I might change it into a Coffee Chronicles for the next 2 weeks. Who knows? We don't know, you know? I have no idea what's going to happen, but I do know that I'm going to keep on pushing because, you know, I think the Empower Hour is a great opportunity. We are a great platform. We've got great voices. We've got great insight. So I'm going to keep it going as best as I can, and I know how to, and with my broadcast journalism degree.
That's what it is. I mean, and you're doing an exceptional job. Like, I get a lot of positive feedback. Like,
thank you.
Like, I feel comfortable, like, you know, not knowing the show's in good hands.
Yes.
But also, it's like, I live outside the city. People don't realize, like, I come in to the city. It takes me about an hour and a half.
Right.
Like, you know, back and forth.
Right.
I definitely don't mind doing it, but it's just like, these are things I have to be mindful of as well. It's like, you know, I'm not here.
Right.
So it's like, I would love to still be able to update the community on what's happening in the bush. So every once in a while, I'll call in from the bush.
I think you should call in from the bush. People would love to know what's going on in the bush.
So that'd
as long as you're not naked.
Yeah.
Please, please, please. If you're calling in, please make sure to have a sweater on. Although we won't know. I'm just saying, none of us want to think about it. Like, none of us want to think about it.
First of all,
sorry, did I say that?
No, you did. It's okay. But what I will say is, first of all, you know, if I'm nude in the woods, I will say it.
This is why I'm asking. Could you please wear a scarf or a sweater?
No,
the lovely shirt you've got on, something of this nature. Please help us all.
How to video call that?
Oh God, thank God I'm not filming this show. Oh my gosh. Please, Lord, help us.
Just reconnecting with the universe and Mother Nature.
Okay, but not all of us need to know that. Well, that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Some things are better left unsaid, right? Ever heard that one?
Now I understand. Now I understand nudist beaches, you know.
Here we go. We don't like we want to see him on one.
Advantage. Anyways, I wish I got this vibe earlier in the year when it was still hot outside.
I'm rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
It's still hot outside.
Yo, it's not Oka Beach hot right now.
No, it's not Oka Beach hot, but it is pretty much hot outside still. I personally find, you know, I'm still wearing sandals, so it's still hot outside.
I would have went to Oka Beach this year, yes, but anyways.
Please spare the people them eyes and stop. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that's what's going on. We also wanted to touch on some social media stuff, then we're going to do coffee conversations, and I think we shall be wrapping up at that point. So we all saw a few segregation conversations and making fun of conversations on social media from some people that are pretty well known, right? Yeah. They're pretty well known.
Yeah.
And the turnoff that came with that, and it's just like, why would you say something like that? You know, where is your head? Why?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's very interesting because these same people turn around and say, peace, love, light.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I'm just like, well, what? That does not go together.
Yeah, no, and it's not to create any type of unnecessary contention.
No.
I'll refrain from just saying people's names.
Please do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more to than what you saw and I saw. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of other people like, dang, guys. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, woo.
But it's just like, and the thing is, this is just, I'm just trying something different because my natural self, like, I have no problem calling people's names. I feel like if just to be direct and not to be ambiguous. But anyways.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm trying something different. So whatever. And it's not even to address the particular situation, you know. Like, I could actually be general about the situation because what it was, so there was a comment that was made that was like mocking those who are unvaccinated who potentially will be losing their jobs on October 15th.
Right.
Now, the reason it came across kind of weird and it felt weird when I read it is because these are influential people in the community. Now, and I don't like putting anybody in a position of leader. So I won't say these are community leaders.
They're not leaders.
F that.
It's people that are just known well enough to be like, what are you doing?
They're public figures.
Right.
Where people watch them. People follow them. People respect them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Big time.
Like, as did I. So when I saw the comments, I was making fun of these people. Like, because I've told you guys the stories in the past or whatever the case, because I know a lot of the stories myself. Like, it's not through somebody else's. Unfortunately, like, I do hear a lot of these sad stories.
Right.
And again, like one in particular where people are, you know, tried to do the right thing, got their one shot, it made them sick, so now they can't go back to work. Like, there's so many different scenarios and circumstances that I just find it's wrong for us to mock
anybody, right?
In going through the circumstance. And it's like, I guess if, you know, like, obviously the people didn't appreciate me calling them out on it, because that's just me. I just feel because from what I've seen, unfortunately, nobody seems to be on the side of the victims right now.
Right.
Like, you might say these guys aren't victims. They have choice. They're choosing whatever. Like, guys, it's at the end of the day, however you want to take it, these people, like, their choices are being removed.
Right.
Like, their ability to live their life like everybody else is being compromised.
Right.
So you got, everybody can say what they want, but it's not, like, it's not hard to see. And on that same note, like, when we're discussing the concept of Jim Crow, and we have so many people who are arguing the fact that Jim Crow is different than what we're experiencing now.
Mm.
Because the argument is that you're, as black people, we don't have choice.
Right.
But the vaccinated community or unvaccinated community has a choice.
Hmm.
Now, I have a really hard time understanding that, unless they're saying, well, you can choose to live without these accesses.
Right.
Because I guess that if that's what the general public means, like, you know, they're saying that, yeah, like, it's a choice you have. But then I would make the argument, mm-hmm, that then at the same time, these black people who were segregated also had a choice.
Right,
because,
right.
Yes, they're black, but if they weren't appreciating, like, you know, the abuse, the being hunted down,
right,
being segregated, they could have just killed themselves.
Right.
That was a choice that, mm-hmm, they had, right? Mm-hmm. So now, like, people, you could say however you want, like, whatever you want. Like, this is not a race issue. Like, and even the fact people try to argue race, it's sad because it just shows your level of ignorance, unfortunately.
Okay.
Because when you do the research and you pull up the history of how racism even started, it was a construct that they created because the poor whites and the poor blacks were working together, mm-hmm, against the rich.
Mm-hmm.
So they literally created race and divided us accordingly. So when you're like, this is not a race issue, nobody's saying it's a race issue.
Right.
What we're saying, it's a segregation issue.
That's the problem.
And that is the problem.
Segregation. That's the problem right there.
Again, there's nothing natural about being separated from each other.
Right.
Literally, it's a complete opposite. If you understand that we're a living organism, we're one and the same. We're just in different frames, whatever the case, but you are my sister. Like, we are one,
right,
people. And again, and I'm going to say it has nothing to do with race. Like,
nothing.
White people, Chinese people, whatever it is, we come from the same essence.
Right.
Right? So it's like, we are the same. We're one entity. So now, there's like, when people are saying, no, separate these people, put these people there, put,
yeah,
these people,
yeah,
there, whether it be put tall people here, short people here, white people here, black people here, unvaxxed people here, vaccinated people here, guys, in any circumstance, when we're seeing that, it's a red flag.
It is.
Like, it's a red flag. And the fact that society is arguing to try to make, to justify it, it just shows where we're at as a society.
Thank you. I like how you said that. It makes sense. I like how you said it.
It's like, so, yep, it's like, okay, so you know what? You guys are so gung-ho and you don't see a problem with that? Fine. That's, like I said, I'm done with it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So
no, you are. Yeah.
Keep doing it. Doing new. Like, keep promoting segregation. Keep saying, yes, you know, like,
yeah,
you're doing it for the safety of everybody. Where it's like, what does, even that, literally, what does it mean when you say you're doing it for the safety of everybody?
Right.
Because then, what about those who did it and they were victims of something?
Yeah. Like,
what about those,
or they have side effects, or whatever the case may be.
Those who have medical conditions where it prevents them from taking, like, I,
right,
guess those people don't matter. It's just everybody else.
Yeah.
So anyways.
So that's where we are with that. Stop segregating each other. Stop it. That's all I got to say. No, that's it. It's as simple as that. No segregation. No more.
Please,
we're done.
Know, let's come back together. Kumbaya.
That's it. All right. We're going to do this one.
Conversation.
I'm gonna change the drop. it's what is it, September? I'm gonna change it. As we wind down to the last few minutes of the Empower Hour, I saw something on, you know, social media again, because I scroll through, you know, I gotta use social media for what I do. So I saw something and I wanted to hear your opinion on it as a married man versus a woman who's dating, which is me. But I'm single on paper, but you understand what I'm saying. So this post said, too many men, are used to seeing their mom do it all and think that their woman should too.
Oh, wow.
So I wanted to know, For me, I'm just like, it is. I have dated guys like this, but I do not agree with this. You know what I mean? I think it's like, I think a lot of times we use these kind of things like, oh, you know, my mom used to do it, so you should do it too, as a crutch, as an excuse. And I also think that we also use things like emotional unavailability, you know what I'm saying, as a crutch as well to just be assholes. Excuse my language. I'm not sure if we're allowed to say that, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think that a lot of us use crutches and things like that. We, again, talk about choice. We got the choice to unlearn these things.
Yeah.
We do. So I want to know from you, as a married individual, and you weren't always married. You didn't come out the womb married. No. What do you think about statements like this?
Yeah, it shows, like, the... I want to say ignorance, but not in a negative way. I just...
Okay, I get you.
When ignorant, just by definition, just you don't know, right?
Right, like, right, right. Exactly.
So now, first of all, it's so crazy for men to, like... I guess, okay, they could see their moms doing a certain thing, but I want to bring us back even further, that it was never the woman's role to be a, like a cook, clean type of... That was never the woman's role.
Okay, yeah, hear you.
You know what I mean? Like, with, like... That was, again, that was like a construct that was placed on humanity, but but it's unnatural.
Right.
Like, we're actually, as, like, if you look, if you could go back as far as you can in history, like, there's some very powerful women that ran kingdoms, right?
Yes.
Like, they were not, you know, cooking and cleaning kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, right away, like, the whole concept of, like, roles for men and women, we should be abolishing that altogether.
100.
When you're in a couple, you're in a relationship, there shouldn't be anything assumed. There shouldn't be any predefined role.
Yeah.
It should be an understanding of a collaboration between two individuals.
I agree.
Because I have to respect the God in you, like you have to respect the God in me.
Right.
Right? So it's like, so you have your ways, you have things that you want to do. I have my ways, there's things I want to do. We're coming together so that we can learn each other and do what we want to do together.
Agreed.
But it's not to impose and say, well, I think you should be washing the dishes. It's like, I don't want to wash dishes. So it's like, so the conversation has to be like, okay, so like, all right, so we both don't like washing dishes. So I'll do one day, you do next day. You know, like that, because we both don't like it, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, you have to work together,
you know,
for sure.
Or if it just so happens that it's like, okay, for example, the wife has gone out to work, the husband is home, working from home, whatever the case.
Yeah.
The wife shouldn't be coming back to a sink full of dishes and the husband's like, well,
I didn't feel like doing it.
I'm expecting you to wash them. That's your role. Where are you?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's true though. No, you're right.
It's like, no, but certain people are still living in bedrock and they think it's...
Some people are still living like that, for sure.
But it's like the reality is like, if you want your relationship to thrive, yo, if you're thinking stuff like that, like you saw your mom doing it, so you think your wife should be doing it, bro?
No,
you might as well go back home.
It's go to your mama's house. Back to your mama's house.
That's all I could say. You know, it's just
right. And I think that too. Like, one thing that we have to elaborate on as well is, like, you can communicate, but it's the effective communication. You have to make sure your partner is listening. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're saying, yeah, you know, I don't like washing the dishes or whatever, they can hear you, but doesn't mean they understand you.
Now, and you know what, as you talk on that, the role of ensuring that your partner is listening, it's not to ensure your partner is listening. It's actually you as the communicator. You have to communicate to them in a way that they could
understand you. That's right. Exactly.
So we have it all twisted. Like, because we're talking, and it's like, oh, this is how I speak. It's like,
I don't hear you like that. Exactly. Gina had said something like that, too. You know? Once you start yelling, she tunes out. And I'm like that, too. You can't yell. You can't speak at me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't speak at me.
Exactly.
So that's not cool. And that's learned behavior.
That's
another thing we need to unlearn,
system.
Right?
There's Matt. Like, we've been completely duped. Like,
yeah.
When you, like, if you, I'm telling, I just pray, I wish, I look forward to when people's eyes are open and they're like, there's so much more to life. Like,
there is.
Been doing. Like, but it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. So, P, last words. How'd you like today's show?
Yo, today was exceptional. And, you know, again, everything for a reason. I'm grateful. Our two co-hosts aren't here. Like, I miss them, you know, like Fat Cat, Gina the Great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for what I'm considering, like, you know, my final episode for now, like, as I'm going on my little mini retirement here. Mini retirement because I don't really know.
You don't
like,
know.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the conversation. I'm grateful for that opportunity that, you know, that we had to express and to share. And I feel like the Spirit used me to say a couple of things. So I hope that the people who heard it were empowered.
I hope so, too. But I had an amazing show, P. It was great.
Yeah.
I'll see you again. I know I will.
Of course. You know, that's, like, people, you know how to find me. Just,
exactly. He's not far, folks. So, kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully, you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
Black, black, black. Yeah. My hair is kinky. My nose is white. My skin is technicolor. I won't apologize. You peep my aura. You love the glow. Before you touch my shine, just know.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.